sees the world on Kaya 959.
Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule, back in the U.S., I was actually there over the holidays. And when I left, there was a fire that was starting in L.A. I thought, whatever. L.A. is always on fire. It's not a big deal. But somebody said, no, this time is different. This time, I think it's worse than it's ever been. And I've got to say, I've never seen anything like this. Palisades completely destroyed. Last time I checked, I think it was $52 billion worth of damage. And L.A. is the sort of place where the rent was already kind of high. It's going to be even higher now because everybody's displaced.
That's a major concern. Well, you're quite right here, Caesar. The unhoused pandemic is really quite a crisis in the United States. I recall being there last year and during our tour, during the fellowship, the housing crisis and the house pricing market was one of the major concerns in various states across the country. Now it actually looks to be exacerbated by the fires, as you correctly state. So far from the reports that have come in, there's major damage that has been caused, and there's a twofold aspect that we need to be mindful of here. Not only in terms of housing insurance, where so far there are reports that more than 65,000 homeowners in LA had not reinsured or renewed their home insurance policies. So as a result, that does lead to a major consequence that they need to then tap into their own pockets to make sure that they're able to rebuild their properties. However, there are also concerns that the local government, or rather mayoral authorities, are also looking to ensuring that they put in the necessary processes in place to expedite the recovery that will have to take place within the housing market. Coupled with that, those who are currently unhoused, as they politically correctly refer to it as, will then also have to find alternative forms of accommodation, and as a result, that will spike up rental prices within LA. The concern as well, though, comes to the opportunity for contractors and builders. Now, typically, they say it takes at least about 5 years to actually rebuild a property within the United States, depending on the kind of materials that they use. And given the size of that particular community that was impacted by the fires, there's concerns here that not only do they have a limited supply of contractors, builders, and manufacturers of properties, but there will be further delays in actually rebuilding not only Palisades as a residential area, but many other properties that will need to ensure that they're able to take care of those who are unhoused at the moment. So major consequences, not only for insurance providers who will have to look to dig deep into their pockets and find alternative solutions to help the homeowners, but also from builders and contractors who themselves might tap into a new business opportunity of actually making sure that they're able to rebuild properties on a more sustainable but a quicker turnaround time as well that will be required.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I mean, because of regulation, it does take a long time to build a house in the States. Yeah. Such a long time. That 5 years you're talking about. Now imagine having to build an entire neighborhood. How crazy is that?
Exactly. It doesn't help with the bureaucracy, right? As well as the political shifts and changes that are also coming up in the U.S. as well. So that's a major consequence for the state of California overall.
No, for sure. I definitely hear you. We wish everybody nothing but the best. Obviously, lives have been lost as well. And when you consider that, you know, lives have been lost, then I guess loss of property pales in comparison. Mm-hmm. Speak to us about ArcelorMittal. There's a closure there and the shareholders are not happy.
This one is a major concern, Susan. It's actually how we started off the year last week, Monday, when ArcelorMittal, as we know, one of the leading steel producers in South Africa, which over the last few years has really been seeing a slow demise in terms of its output. Not only is it major, the capital intensive and has been struggling in terms of its financial position over the last few years, and that's a twofold effect. Not only have they had to reinvest into operations to make sure that they streamline their technology in order to participate in the decarbonization process and reduce costs, but they've also been plagued by higher levels of steel imports that have come into the country at a cheaper and more competitive rate. So far, though, ArcelorMittal, as we know, has taken strain and has announced that it is planning to cut its plants based in Vereeniging and Newcastle, but this could culminate into significant socioeconomic consequences for an economy like South Africa. More than 3,500 jobs are said to be lost, and the socioeconomic impact that will have on the communities in Vereeniging as well as Newcastle. IDC, as a shareholder, has already come in, and according to reports that we saw in the Business Times yesterday, is actually looking to alleviate this pressure and halt the closure of ArcelorMittal. But it's not going to be an easy process. More money, easier solutions, of course, increased tariffs on steel imports are a culmination of some of the solutions that will have to be implemented to ensure the viability of this business going forward. But for the moment, still very murky waters here.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
It's been an interesting start to the year so far. All eyes are really focused on Donald Trump's inauguration into the U.S. presidency next week, Monday. And so far, we've seen that have an impact on the markets, but most importantly, on the currency. So the JSE All Share Index, it will open up from 83,466 points, fairly stable for the last few days, but the volatility is expected to take place. 1915 is where we are to the U.S. dollar. Bear in mind, when we went into December, we actually dipped to levels around 1790. So this just shows you the significance of the shockwaves. To the pound, we're 23.24, and against the euro, now at 19.56.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Goulet and Fopi on Kaya 959.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.